and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Celebrating a championship in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the Dodgers won baseball's World Series.
We love you! Thank you, Dodgers!
Though some fans got out of hand overnight, setting a bus on fire in L.A., and other people looted stores in the celebrations. And unlike 2020, when the Dodgers won during a COVID-shortened season, there will be a parade in Los Angeles tomorrow.
These guys believed in one another. Even when we were down 5-0, they persevered, kept fighting, and now we're world champions.
Yeah, you are.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts on Fox after rallying from down 5 runs in Game 5 of the World Series to beat the Yankees 7-6 in New York. Now to the campaign trail.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Former President Trump rode that truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin, then wore a reflective trash man uniform on stage, telling supporters they're not garbage. Escalating the controversy over what President Biden said Tuesday.
This Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala that you've had enough. You can't take it anymore. You're the worst vice president. You're the worst border czar. There's never been anybody bad like you.
A message he also delivered at a rally in North Carolina. Vice President Harris also rallied in Wisconsin last night after going to Pennsylvania and North Carolina, too.
If he is elected on day one, Donald Trump will walk into that office with an enemies list. When I am elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
As for the president, he claims he was only speaking about the Trump-supporting comedian who called Puerto Rico garbage at a Sunday Trump rally. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that when it comes to those comments...
The only garbage I see...
That was the president. He said the only garbage he saw was Trump supporters, but... Karine Jean-Pierre says he was only referencing one and not all Trump supporters. America's listening to Fox News.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I guess I would say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
The search continues in Washington State and Oregon for whoever bombed ballot drop boxes this week, burning hundreds of ballots in Vancouver, Washington, but just 3 in Oregon, where Portland police spokesman Mike Benner says,
"It's very possible the suspect intends to continue these targeted attacks across the area."
The words "Free Gaza" were reported found on the devices that sparked the fires. And while police have increased patrols there, or on other ballot boxes, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, told the Washington Post that foreign adversaries are also an election threat.
During the conversation, Director Easterly admitted,
"The threat environment has never been so complex."
And that much of the threat comes from foreign adversaries like Russia and Iran, whose goals, Easterly says, are twofold: to undermine American confidence in our elections and pit Americans against each other through disinformation. Their methods?
Create fake personas and fake websites and spew their propaganda.
Easterly does say there is some good news. Because the election is run state by state, no two systems are the same, meaning it's harder to affect the entire process. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
58 million Americans have already voted early. A jury has been seated at Daniel Penny's trial in New York City.
It was his chokehold that subdued Jordan Neely on a subway car in May 2023 after Neely made threatening moves at passengers. Neely became unconscious as he was held and later died. Penny was eventually arrested and charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. He pleaded not guilty. Opening statements are set to begin Friday. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling the day after losses. The Dow went down 91 points. The Nasdaq dropped 104 after rising to a new all-time high earlier in the day. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 5:05 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is partly cloudy this morning, and we have got 65 degrees right now in Pensacola. Well, the mother that was charged as an accomplice after her son allegedly shot and killed a woman at a local Home Depot store will have video evidence in her case thrown out. Sheila Agee was in court yesterday. Her attorneys filed a motion to dismiss video of her attending a balloon release for the victim. It was Brooklyn Sims, as well as a police body cam video. The state agreed to toss that video evidence, but they did say it could be potentially used at sentencing if she is convicted. Another motion to toss a series of text messages was denied. Prosecutors say Agee encouraged and helped her son, Keith Agee, murder Sims in August of last year. Well, across the state, people are voting on Amendment 3, which would legalize recreational marijuana for anybody over 21. Governor Ron DeSantis has been adamantly speaking against it. He says he believes it would negatively impact the quality of life across the state.
You go places like Denver, it smells like marijuana. It's not been good for quality of life.
But recent polls have suggested the amendment is pretty close to that 60% support that it needs to pass. Trulieve CEO Kim Rivers tells News Radio why she is in support of the amendment.
Amendment 3 is very simply, it's about personal freedom. It's about, you know, the fact that over 70% of Americans now favor some form of legalization. We're talking about the ability for adults over the age of 21 to be able to utilize and access a substance that's safer than alcohol in the privacy of their own homes.
And Rivers says she believes that amendment would leave state legislators with the option to create additional regulations if it were to pass. There's new resource available for veterans in our area that need mental health treatment for PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, or other issues. Home Base Florida is expanding into Pensacola. They're teaming up with the Lakeview Center.
Home Base is based out of Massachusetts. It actually was started. It's a nonprofit organization that was started by the Boston Red Sox Foundation. And their mission is to serve military veterans and their families. And it's a very holistic approach that they take. They focus on employment, on physical care. Then they also focus on mental health care.
And that is Lakeview Center President Sean Salamita. He says Homebase identifies veterans that need the care and then will refer them or even family members to the Lakeview Center to get the treatment they need. You can learn more about the Homebase program online at homebase.org. 5:08 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for your Halloween. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees with some clouds in the skies. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy skies with temperatures dropping overnight near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, 10% chance of rain, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, it is 73 degrees in Pensacola. We've got partly cloudy skies. It's 75 in Gulf Breeze, 68 in Milton. Your next news at 5:30 in breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3.
The Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Judge connects, gets a home run that put the Yankees up on top 2-0 to begin the World Series game five last night. You started to think that maybe they were just going to run away with it because they got ahead by 5-0. And then came the fifth inning. And if you were watching this game last night, oh my God, you think, hey, the Yankees are going to make a series of it. It's going to be fantastic. And in the fifth inning, the wheels just completely came off, starting with Aaron Judge in center field.
The heating up Judge, who settles under this ball, but then drops it. Can Hernandez get to the bag before the throw? He does. On a routine play, Aaron Judge just flubs it in center field.
Aaron Judge pulled an 8-year-old. The ball's coming right at him. He's got his glove. Oh, no, he drops it. That allowed runners to get to second and first. Tommy Edman was the one who benefited from that. And then with first and second.
2-2 on Will Smith. Garrett Cole throws, and a ground ball left side. Volpe will go to third, and the third, and another break for L.A.
Throws it in the ground.
It was going to be a tough play, but
it was the right play. He goes to short. He tries for third to get the lead runner, and it throws it in the ground. That leads to the bases loaded. Freddie Freeman up after Shohei Ohtani doesn't come through.
Freddie Freeman on 1-2. Into center field, a base hit. Two more runs will score. The Dodgers take advantage of the bad defense from New York, and this game has changed in the blink of an eye.
5-3. Teoscar Hernandez next.
Freeman first, the tying run. The 1-2 pitch to Teoscar Hernandez. In the air to left center field. Judge on the run. Dead sprint now to the track, and it's over his head. Bets in to score. Freddie Freeman for the plate, and this game has been turned upside down.
The Dodgers come all the way back in the fifth inning and tie it. And then the Yankees get ahead by one. And you're thinking again, okay, this is going to be a good game. This is going to be a good series. The Yankees are going to manage to eke this one out. Dodgers get a sac fly in the seventh, and with a man on third.
Cracked in the air to deep center field. Judge retreats. He'll make the grab, but the Dodgers have come all the way back and taken the lead in game five. From down 5-0 to ahead 7-6 in the most preposterous way.
The most ridiculous way. They get all the way into the ninth inning. The Yankees can't do anything. Two outs. Verdugo up. Walker Buehler on the mound.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Crazy. Just crazy. So, words I never like to say out loud. Congratulations to the Dodgers. 5:13 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, no, it was. I was actually kind of hoping the Yankees would win that one so that we'd have a real series, a real contest. But they just, they couldn't get out of their own way yesterday with the defense. So, congratulations to the Dodgers. Meanwhile, here locally, we had what was super awesome and also super not awesome all at the same time. Unfortunately, you had the radio chatter from.
We are 28 miles west, setting up the Super Delta. Easy right. Take a little power.
That voice you're hearing is the number one pilot, Alex Armatos, who is the Blue Angels CEO, and he's making the calls as you hear them setting up the Super Delta from many miles away from their eventual target of the Pensacola Pier.
It's a flight of 13, 7 miles, setting up for the flat pass to 7 right, followed by the pub.
That's the pitch-up break.
We're in a right turn for the double Delta flat pass.
Yeah, so they're working on pulling all of this together, and I love hearing him do his cadence of how he tells his fellow pilots to move on the stick or, you know, just or on the thrust. It's such a unique way they do this, if you've never heard them do it. Kudos to Blue Angels Air Show News, the Facebook page that is the best resource for Blue Angels information about, you know, when the flyby is going to be, when they're coming home. And they run radio chatter on their live feed yesterday during this. So they're coming across the beach, and we didn't know. I mean, I was outside with my wife, who is a light fan. Like, she's thinking, no, this is a once in a while or ever maybe thing that you would see the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds actually flying together. I'll go outside and wait. 11:30, 11:40. 11:50. And I know she's getting antsy to be like, I got a lot of stuff I got to do. And I'm out there because I'm going to be out there, you know, in front of my house, because they always come by our house at part of their Palafox buzz. And then I'm watching the Facebook, I'm watching the live feeds and listening to the radio chatter. And I'm like, we didn't know what's going on. It was just not great information. Which direction are they going to fly? Where are they going to start? Where are they going to finish? Are they going to come all the way up Palafox? I don't know. It's all exciting. And so finally we get, somebody sends me a video from Perdido Key. The Super Delta crossing west to east, going backwards of the normal route you see them when they come home, and of course passes the pier. Man, some of the videos from the pier are fantastic as they're going straight overhead. You can see them on our Facebook page. And then, I love it. So at this point, I'm at my house on the north end of I-10, and I'm thinking, you know, are they going to come here? And my wife, she's like, I think they're there. And we're here. And then finally, she's like, I think they're there. But they're way far away. And they either will come straight over over my lawn all the way to, I can barely see them over the treetops, over like I-110 east of 110. Well, they had switched out of the Super Delta, which makes sense if you're wondering about this. The reason they switched out of the Super Delta is because they're not accustomed to flying together, and it's just not safe for them to try suddenly on a day to learn how to maneuver as a unit, 12 planes instead of 6. So they basically separated. And they were flying as two separate deltas with a couple of, you know, other planes up in the air doing video, I'm sure. And they basically went down, instead of Palafox, went down east of I-110, like Davis Highway. And so all of the people, like, I barely could see them over the treetops, which is, I mean, you know, fine. They don't owe me anything. But all the people who were on Palafox waiting were like, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Oh, the 3 mile Brit didn't even. Oh, dang. So there was a lot of people yesterday. I think the most common comment that I saw online, and it's unfortunate, but the most common comment I saw online was, we waited an hour for that. I mean, really, there was a lot of people that had that view.
So I was here in the building. They flew over, like, directly over.
Oh, yeah,
over
I'm sure they came right overhead.
That never happens.
If I'd have known that, I would have been on the roof.
And
we would have had awesome view from the roof up
we
here.
We actually did. We had a bunch of people on top of the roof. Somehow somebody here knew, and everybody was, like, scrambling. I was, where are everybody going? They're going, we're going to the roof.
So who posted video from the roof?
Oh, good point. Good question.
No, you're kidding me. We had people on our roof and we didn't get video of it?
Yeah, and they went right over
us. Oh, yeah. No, that would have made sense. They would have come right over here. Yeah. I was at home.
Which they never do, but...
No, they never.
They did this time.
So, yeah. So, yay. It's funny because it's so spectacular, and yet at the same time, when you go take an hour or hour and a half out of your day, fight the traffic, battle to get there, and then you're like, is it? Right? I mean, even though it's good, it's a disappointment. So, ho-hum. Anyway, today they are supposed to practice. Actually, today's kind of an interesting schedule. They're supposed to practice at 1, the Thunderbirds, and then the Blue Angels are supposed to practice at 2. Tomorrow is the regular time because it's a regular show. So, noon run for the Thunderbirds and 2 o'clock for the Blue Angels. Same on Saturday. The base is not open today. The public cannot go to the base today. It's media day, so I go out there for interviews. They've got a bunch of kids coming in doing some of their STEM stuff. It's really cool, some of the stuff they've got planned for today. But public cannot go on the base today as they set up for the general, the mad rush tomorrow. 8 a.m., both gates open. No ID check at the perimeter, but you do have to have an ID to get through security once you get parked and get in to watch the show. So the weather's going to be fantastic. Usually, the homecoming air show is cold. It's surprisingly cold. It catches you by surprise cold. And, you know, it's like you get sunburned and then you're freezing all at the same time is usually how it works. This should be warm, so this should be nice. And it's going to be packed, absolutely packed, especially with the Thunderbirds. I think there's two different F-35 demos running. The Air Force has one. I think it's the Navy F-35 demo team also. So you have a lot of great aerial performances going on this weekend. 521 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm alive.
Nope. Oh, that's a weird pairing, too. That's a Demon Seed, if you've ever seen that movie. That's a super weird movie. When the computer in the house makes a baby with the wife of the scientist that invented the computer. Yeah, it's a super weird movie.
Why would you even know about this movie?
It's one of those, like, super creepy, weird, like, not quite Rosemary's Baby-esque Halloween movies from the 70s, but, yeah, it's a weird one. Anyway, and then The Omen, of course. Happy Halloween. Hope you will enjoy it later. I think you get a free Krispy Kreme donut today with no purchase, and there's some other, you know, sort of bonus things that you can get in the world. 525 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, there you go.
Well, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are spending their Halloween campaigning in Arizona today. Harris is holding a rally in Phoenix. She'll have Mexican-American band Los Tigres del Norte there, while Trump is holding a rally in Glendale, and apparently he's going to have Tucker Carlson at his rally. House Speaker Mike...
Is Tucker Carlson going to play? Is it like a band, or is it just... Well, probably not, then.
I don't know. Maybe he plays something. Maybe he's got, like, a ukulele or something.
I was going to say, I see Tucker Carlson as a recorder guy, you know? I see him playing, like, you know, Three Blind Mice or something on the recorder.
Well, I mean, isn't everybody a recorder person? That's, like, required learning in what, third grade?
That's right.
Yeah. House Speaker Mike Johnson denying that he wants to repeal Obamacare. He told The Hill that despite Vice President Harris's campaign referring to comments he made at a campaign stop, he never said he wanted to end Obamacare. And for the second time in 5 years, the Dodgers are World Series champions. The Dodgers clinched their eighth championship in franchise history with a win over the Yankees in Game 5.
Yeah, it was a thriller. It was the unexpected outcome. It was a lot of fun to watch. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 526 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on in the world? Man, it's just weird. This is just for me personally. You know how they say, like, your kids grow up real fast and in a blink of the eye, they go from being like 5 to being 25? Confirmed.
David doesn't know this yet.
No, not yet. But I can you can confirm this too. Yep. By the way, Bobby Ross is sitting in this morning for John Pickens. I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 16-year-old as of today. The what? And I know for a lot of people who, like, go to the parades and they saw our kids over the years, and, you know, I remember Spencer when he was this big, you know, and man, it's crazy. So I have a Halloween baby. He was born on Halloween. In fact, his mom, the story she always likes to tell, which is, it's a funny story, is she wanted to make sure the other boys didn't resent their brother for depriving them of Halloween. So when I came home from back then doing the afternoon show, she's like, all right, take these boys out quick, do some trick-or-treating, and then we'll go to the hospital. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, we know how long this takes. It's usually hours, right? I mean, this notion on TV, like, you know, she's going into labor in the taxi. No, come on. Not on the first and probably not on the second. Well, this was the third. And so I went out trick-or-treating, not knowing how close she was, and she didn't really tell me. So she's like, all right, come back. We got to go. I'm like, okay. So we get and we go to the hospital, and it was so close that she didn't even get an epidural. Now, that means it went fast. But not fun, you know? And so that whole, like, you know, first pregnancy goes real fast, that is completely false. Third pregnancy, you never know what's going to happen. That can go. It wasn't in the taxi or anything, but, well, in the car. But it was real fast. So, yeah, we have a Halloween baby and, you know, 16.
How old's the one that's
today?
That's
the baby. That's the baby. Oh. 16 is the baby. I'm so old. 528 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Every year, there's always such weird stuff. Oh, I know about all the national stuff, the garbage comments, Trump driving the truck. We'll get to all that, okay? That's just weird. But locally, you have, you know, these mailers that they send out. The mailers to me go basically straight from, like, my wife gets the mail. She gives me the mailer. I throw the mailer in the trash. Like, I don't even read most of them. It's kind of halfway my job to pay attention to it, but we only get the ones we get, so I don't get, like, all of the mailers. I kind of almost wish they'd send them all to the station so we could see everybody that sent them, but that doesn't happen. And, of course, that would just be more garbage. But a mailer came out this week, the front of which says, Veterans of Florida thank these four candidates for their strong support of NES Whiting Field veterans and their commitment to financial responsibility. And it's got the four incumbents running in the city of Milton. Matt Jarrett, Sherry Sebastio, Jeff Snow, Roxanne Meese. Here's the unfortunate part. They used the logo from the actual state organization, Veterans Florida, not Veterans of Florida, but Veterans Florida. So they inappropriately used the logo, which the printing company said that they did this by their own mistake. Bravo Print is the one who says that they did this by mistake. And also, this PAC, Veterans of Florida, is not actually connected to any of these candidates at all. It's a bunch of builders. I mean, it's like Jubilee and like Reaser Consulting is there, whatever the name of his company, Ron Reaser. And there's a whole bunch of other, like all the builders. And like, as far as I could tell by looking at some of the financials, you know, and so this last minute mailer comes out with a controversy. And the question now is this going to be bad for these candidates? Even though they had nothing to do with it. Like, they didn't authorize it. They didn't fund it. They didn't write it. They didn't have anything to do with the logo. So, man, it's always something in Milton, right? It's always something weird going on in Milton. Meanwhile, the Republican Party of Florida is trying to peer pressure, shame people to vote. Your neighbors will know if you didn't vote. And then the second one, and they've got binoculars and they're looking at you if you don't vote. Is that effective?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump sat in the cab of a garbage truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as a comment on President Biden calling Trump's supporters garbage, later clarifying he was referring only to a joke at a Trump rally calling Puerto Rico garbage. Trump has asked if he owes Puerto Rico an apology.
I love Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico loves me. I don't know anything about a comedian. I love Puerto Rico. Nobody's done more for Puerto Rico than me.
Vice President Harris in Madison, Wisconsin.
We know who Donald Trump is. This is not someone who is thinking about how to make your life better.
She campaigns in Arizona and Nevada today, Trump in New Mexico and then Arizona. In Los Angeles, Dodgers fans celebrate the team's World Series win over the New York Yankees, coming back to win in New York in Game 5, 7-6, winning the series 4-1. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Halloween. It's News Radio 92.3. 70 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Well, across the state, people voting on Amendment 3. That would legalize recreational marijuana for anybody over 21. Governor Ron DeSantis has been making stops all across the state speaking against it. He says he believes it could negatively impact the quality of life in Florida.
You go places like Denver, it smells like marijuana. It's not been good for quality of life.
But recent polls have suggested it is pretty close to the 60% support it would need to pass. Trulieve CEO Kim Rivers says she is in support.
Amendment 3 is very simply, it's about personal freedom. It's about, you know, the fact that over 70% of Americans now favor some form of legalization. We're talking about the ability for adults over the age of 21 to be able to utilize and access a substance that's safer than alcohol in the privacy of their own homes.
And Rivers says that amendment would still leave state legislators the option to create additional regulations after it passes. Well, the countdown continues to the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show. Now, NAS Pensacola is going to be closed to the public today. They do have STEM students that are going to be on board watching a practice air show, getting a special tour at the Naval Air Museum. Also, Media Day happening out there. The Homecoming Air Show, though, that's going to happen tomorrow and Saturday. They are expecting big crowds. Both gates will be open for the crowd on both days. Remember, no coolers, no weapons, no umbrellas. You can take a chair, and you'll probably want to. It'll be a long day with a lot of air performances. Florida lawmakers are part of a bipartisan effort to help the state's farmers rebuild after recent storms. Senator Marco Rubio announcing yesterday that he, Congressman Scott Franklin, and other lawmakers from both parties sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. They're asking him to declare a federal agriculture disaster from Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The lawmakers estimate the total amount of crops and infrastructure lost in Florida could be as much as $2.5 billion. In their letter to Vilsack, the lawmakers wrote that it's their responsibility to work with the USDA to best assist the producers that feed the nation. A state lawmaker with some bad news for condo owners. Hollywood State Senator Jason Pizzo was at a condo reform workshop yesterday. That workshop was called to address concerns that condo owners have about high assessment fees. A lot of owners, they say, can't afford to pay the assessments, which are making it hard to find someone who wants to buy the units. Pizzo said he understands their predicament, but told them there is no state bailout. coming in that regard. It is 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for your Halloween. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees with some clouds in the skies. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise cloudy skies with temperatures dropping overnight near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine. 10% chance of rain. High near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, taking a look at our temperatures, we do have 70 degrees in Pensacola. It is 75 right now in Gulf Breeze and 68 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Meta has been so quick to build out its massive data center and computing infrastructure for AI that even CEO Mark Zuckerberg is a bit surprised. The company raised the low end of its capital expenditures guidance for 2024 to $38 billion from $37 billion. The stock slid after hours, even though the company reported better than expected third quarter results. Microsoft CFO Amy Hood said the company will record around $1.5 billion in other expenses. This is because of an expected investment loss at OpenAI. Microsoft has invested close to $14 billion in the company. The software company said its partnership with OpenAI is still delivering results. Block's business-focused payments arm Square has rolled out its Square Card product in Britain. It marks the first time Block has expanded its business card offerings outside North America, where it first launched in 2019. Futures are moderately lower as investors await key inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday afternoon for an ACC matchup on the Seminoles Sports Network.
FSU takes on North Carolina at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year.
Thanks to you.
This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I've not been asked what my opinion is about how we should spend the ARPA money. You know, I wasn't here when that happened. I guess there were a couple times the council voted in 2021 about how the money would be spent. I don't get a lot of chances to talk to our mayor. My last meeting was about 10 minutes long. It was right up against an agenda conference, so I didn't really have a chance to talk about ARPA. I don't really get an opportunity to share what I think ARPA money should be spent on, or any money for that matter. And most of what I learn is from press conferences. That's why I asked Don if he could do a summary of what happens in the press conferences so I'd know what we were going to see in the next agenda. We're not invited to the press conferences, just so you know. So a lot of the things that we find out is through that. If not, it's on the agenda.
So that was Charles Bear, City Council member Charles Bear, played those clips the other day. And as we do, we like to give a chance for the other side to respond. D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. He was not at the meeting. At least I believe he was not at the meeting. I listen to my meetings. I don't watch them typically. So if I get a fact like that wrong, I apologize. But Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Charles Bear wants an invitation to the press conferences. I assume they can go to the press conferences, right?
Of course. We get lots of emails from Councilman Bear. None of them say, can I come to the press conference? And, you know, listen, at the end of the day, I emailed Don and Charles for this list of complaints that we've never seen. So, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, that's not how I operate. I mean, I kind of just go to the source, you know, and say, if I've got an issue. And, you know, it's unfortunate to take up six other people's time in a long meeting. We're happy to oblige. I would put, and I believe Councilman Bear's on record saying, as someone who probably has the best perspective of how previous administrations have operated in terms of transparency, in terms of communication, I would put our administration up with any of them. And I think he's even said that in a public meeting. So we're happy to discuss things. Can we sit down with all seven people every week before a press conference? No, that's not feasible. That would be 25% of my time to give an update. So yeah, of course, I think if you're the board and we're the CEO, we're the operator, that you are going to learn things when you have a weekly press conference that are happening in the city that can't be hand fed to all seven people. And I think six of those people don't have necessarily that expectation. But again, it doesn't agree or disagree, vote yes or vote no. This job requires a short memory, and it requires working with people who are much like you and who aren't like you. And that's part of the obligation of the job I'm in. So
absolutely,
we're always happy to meet with folks, to communicate with them. And certainly the idea that we're not invited to a press conference. We have lots of random people that have nothing to do with the press conference that come to a press conference. So I don't know why. I'll state it on the record right now. Any of the seven people can come to any of the press conferences anytime they want.
And that was actually a part of it, too. And when I was talking about this the other day, I thought it just seems like a weird way to address the problem. You know, I would just kind of go to the person is the way I would do it, which is what you said. Switching gears to other things that may be a little bit higher profile. The camping ban, public area ban passed with some tinkering to the amounts, which I thought was good. And then the private ban on private property and commercial property did not pass. I favor this outcome. I thought it was good governance, also with the expectation that maybe there's going to be some conversation in the future, especially about, hey, we need to get some solution for where they can go. Are you disappointed you didn't get the ban on private property, or do you feel like this is still an okay direction?
Disappointed is probably a strong word. Here's the reality. Let's step out of governance and anecdotes within ordinances and step into reality. If there's one of our seven council districts that says we prefer encampments on private property, I just would be surprised. I just would be surprised if District 2, the Councilman Bear has been adamantly against this, if District 2 residents said, you know what, I'm good with camping on private property next to my house or on our street. I just would be surprised at that. That doesn't mean it had to pass in its form, but I think the reality is the obligation's now left to the operators of the city, the administration, to have their hands tied with something that could become an issue. So that's the reality. Now, what that solution is, I have a hunch that the county is going to take this on, which then and we have to look into that. I don't know if that preempts us, if the county has an ordinance. And even if it didn't, for whatever reason, that's going to put the city in a quite a predicament. If the county has one rule on what you can do on private property and the city doesn't. So that's not to say I think my solution has to be the best solution, but left unspoken, unsaid, unaddressed, I do think is going to be an issue. I just do. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out, and we'll see if the county takes it on, that kind of reinvigorates this conversation, and we'll see what happens from there.
And certainly I know you've said many, many times in the past that you want to see a solution in terms of more low barrier access shelter space. You want to see a solution to help these people. And obviously a lot of things the administration has done have been working in the direction of helping people get whatever help we are able to give them. And so, you know, I just want to make sure that doesn't go without saying in the conversation. You made an announcement, a couple of announcements yesterday in your press conference. Pardon me, I didn't get a chance to watch all of it, but I watched the first 10 minutes so far. The airport got a $4 million grant from the feds to go with the $5 million from the state, and that puts us where on the project funding?
Yeah, so important to know, two important airport updates, the one that all of you listeners care about, parking. We have 34 spaces that we incentivize the contractor to finish before the holidays, and they will do that. At November 18th, I believe, they'll be open on Tiffin Avenue, 434 spaces. So
that's the old grassy knoll lot and just that in that area, right?
Yeah, with a shuttle and everything, 24-hour, okay. All that. So, you know, easy access. And then the what's big about the $4 million, we got $5 from the state already, $4 million from the feds. It's a $90 million project. So you might listen to that and say, Mayor, you know, $9 million. I mean, that's great, but, you know, that's nowhere near that. We will be bonding the remaining amount. So so we are moving forward. But the great thing is that's 10% of the estimated cost that doesn't have to come out of the airport bond. And secondly, most importantly, is when you get on the FAA terminal grant program list where you're getting funding, that first funding is always the hardest to get on the list. Mm-hmm. And so nothing prevents us from next year getting additional funding as well as the project continues to move forward. And the more solid the project is, the more viable of a application you have with the FAA, right? So if we're moving forward and we're under construction, nothing stops us from getting money like Panama City got $10 million, I believe, and Mobile got 4 or 5 as well. So the key here is not even just the amount. It's the fact that we're on the list.
We're
and that's
the
always
foot's in the
a
door.
Huge thing for us.
Okay. And yep, so exactly. This just occurs to me. This might be the dumbest question I'm ever going to ask you, but I just don't know this space very well. Is TDC money stuff that you could use for funding the airport expansion? Because it's pretty obviously directly related to tourism, and I just don't know the answer to that. Because as we're talking about this $90 million bond issue to build a, you know, athletic facility and renovate the Bay Center, it just suddenly occurs to me that that's an awful lot of money that could maybe be used for the airport. Is that even possible?
Well, first, don't sell yourself short. That's not the dumbest question you've ever asked.
Nice. Well done, sir. Well done.
I believe the remnants of my visit Pensacola board chair days tells me that TDC cannot be used for infrastructure.
Okay.
We do think there could be a case for Triumph, obviously, because of, I mean, we don't have to, you know, go through all those, the obvious things that having a big airport helps you in terms of economic development, but it's not going to be a huge number likely because, of course, Triumph is rewarding those higher paying type jobs.
Got it.
And the expansion of an airport terminal may not do that. So we'll look at every option. But here, the most important point is we are aggressively taking the steps to bond with or without money from the feds, with or without money from the state. We are moving forward. And I think that commitment and that the state and the feds saw that commitment that we're going no matter what, this will get built. Actually helped us get this $9 million versus saying, oh, well, we may not do it unless you give us money. So it was a political strategy kind of to say we're full steam ahead. But I do think that's been the difference of getting these two awards.
Bruce Beach next Friday, right? It's going to officially open?
Yep. We've had 3 weeks of consistent safe testing. We had one pop, and then we went right back in our normal protocol with Department of Health, followed up. It was clean. So that doesn't mean we're walking away and said we've solved it. But the reason we delayed it from October 12th was because we wanted to, put a priority on, like we always do. Well, let's maintain what we got. Let's figure out how to fix the things we got before we go cut a ribbon somewhere. So we feel like we're in a good place. Our work continues for source tracking to see if there's a leaky pipe or a cross connection or whatever the case may be somewhere up that stormwater system. So we aren't done, but we feel comfortable enough now, to say, all right, well, now we can kind of turn towards, because I mean, the phase two is done. I mean, it's just behind a fence right now. I mean, it's clearly, you know, it's ready to go.
Right.
We want to get that, into the hands of the citizens. There will be parking in phase two. I've gotten that question a million times.
There will be parking.
It's on the west on Clubs, facing kind of Transmontane, facing away from the baseball park down on Club Street right there on the south end. So there'll be a little bit of parking there. And then, of course, all the parking at the stadium as well.
Outstanding. Red light cameras. You made an announcement yesterday in what I appreciate was an effort to avert the inevitable Facebook viral post. Oh, my God, they're putting red light cameras in. Well, yeah, but when are they going to go active? Ninth and Bayou, Ninth and Fairfield are the first places you're doing construction, right?
Right. Here's, as of today, here's an indicator. The mayor doesn't know when they're going to go live on an exact date. So someone on Facebook also doesn't know live when they're going to go. So the reason we said something yesterday at all was because construction is starting around those. Now most citizens wouldn't know what they were doing there, right? It could be fixing the light. I mean, it's not obvious what they're doing necessarily. But
they're not wearing uniforms that say we're installing red light cameras while they're working. No.
Okay. Or we didn't want the photo enforced sign on the side of someone's truck and then someone take a photo of it, say, you know, it's happening tomorrow kind of thing. So the truth is we don't know an exact date yet. And even when we do, to cause comfort, we will be grace period. We will have a grace period, for those lights. So, I mean, even if you saw a flash, and this is the last thing you heard before that a couple months from now, which should not happen. We should be narrating this to you. But if it is somehow, there will be a grace period for a certain amount of time, obviously, as we test the technology, make sure that people know that it's there. And Andrew, I'll reinforce what me and you always talk about in this thing is the goal. This is not a revenue driver. This is to stop people getting hurt or killed at these intersections. So we're not in a rush to go start, you know, writing people tickets, but I am in a rush to stop having people get hurt and killed at our intersections. So we'll work through that, but 9th and Bayou will be first, which is actually our number one intersection.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. I think that's coincidental, but it's our number one for the last 10 years, incidents and injuries. And then 9th and Fairfield, the east and west bound on Fairfield will be the next one.
So red light winter is coming, but just not yet. Very good. Eventually. Okay, so the lightning round. We always like to end with the lightning round. A lot of these are Halloween related because, you know, it's Halloween tomorrow. What's your top Halloween candy? If you were to go knock on a door, not that you would as mayor adult, but maybe you do. What's the one that gets you the most excited?
Sour candy. I would say, you know, the sour straws or the gummy worms or whatever.
To make you pucker a little
less
bit?
Less chocolate, more sour.
All right. What's a movie scene that messed you up as a kid?
Oh, man. You know, I was always a little wimpy about horror movies as a kid. I guess Halloween movies. I mean, you know, Jason standing there, you know, in the darkness. I don't know that there's one particular, but
kind of the collective accumulation of all of them.
I was watching football.
You know? Okay. You were watching football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, Freddy Krueger was rough.
Okay. Know, all right.
Facial,
but, yeah. Bed of blood. I got you. And then the last one, not a Halloween related one. What's something that everyone else seems to love that you just don't even understand or maybe haven't even tried? Anything fall into that category for you? My answer on this was energy drinks. Right. I've never even tried one because I don't want to.
Oh my God!
Do I need an energy drink?
Yeah. I'd give you my brand. I don't know if I'm that's advertising or what conflict of interest that is, but I'll tell you, it's easy. The one that always shrugs it is oysters. Cannot do them.
And never have. I've never tried.
I guess I guess it doesn't fit your. Yes, barely. I mean, like one.
Tried enough to say no.
It's a texture thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay,
yeah, can't do it.
Well, very good. Mayor D.C. Reeves, and by the way, I'm with you on that. I've tried them every way they're available, and I still can't. I don't enjoy it. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
I wish I could because people seem to, and I just don't. Mayor D.C. Reeves, Pensacola Mayor, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, as always, for the time, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thank you.
And by the way, that is 100% true. I have tried so many times oysters. I've tried them Rockefeller, raw, with and without hot sauce. I mean, I have tried probably 20 times I've tried oysters.
What about Rocky Mountain oysters?
No, that's a whole different product. No, we're not doing that. no, thank you. I can get it down, but it's not enjoy. And so I don't even need them anymore because I know I've tried, and I love you. You're fantastic. And I wish I could because it seems like something people really, really love. And living here, it's weird to be the, you know, not the oyster guy. But, you know, if you can be the mayor and not be it, I guess you can be the talk show host and be it too. 5:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide, you know, where should I go? What do you want? Like when you go to buy a used car, Okay, and it's not even really fair to call them used cars, I think, because they're almost new cars. Like a year, two, maybe 3 years old, 10, 30,000 miles, warranted to 100,000 in 10 years. That's how Frontier does. So they're almost new. You just avoid that depreciation loss from that first mile you drive it off the lot. But what are you trying to avoid? And I think it's the general used car experience of feeling like you're going to get taken advantage of or get snowed or get the price is going to be wrong or they're going to, you know, hit you with changes to the price after you've already negotiated a deal or, you know, you're going to get off the lot and the car is going to fall apart. A transmission's going to, you know, like, I don't know, the stuff that you experience buying used cars a lot of times. Not a Frontier. Not a Frontier. It's just they know that. And so they try to make it easy for you. They bottom line pricing. So here's the price sheet. That's the total price, everything included. Here's a Carfax report on that car. There's nothing, you know, just here's the price. Okay, no big deal. This is what we do. We warranty it. So it's everything because they're trying to be the place you buy a car from, not just this time, but next time, the time after that, your family, your kids. Like, that's what they want. That's the brand they've built, is reliability and reliable cars and just people that you can count on and interact with like human beings, right? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Please join Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus today for Pep Talk. Dawn Dorman and Sarah Kay will discuss social isolation with older adults during the holidays. Tune in and text or call with your questions for Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus. For more information, find them on Facebook at Ashner 65. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R 65.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
8 meters. 7. 6.
Can't be. That's inside the room.
It's reading right, man. Look.
Well, you're not reading it right.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we want to home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we want to home.
Oh, man, we are actually in the middle of watching this, Beetlejuice. And
I just watched it with my 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And we went and watched the second one.
It's a crazy, yeah, and that's part of why we're doing it. Partially because it's Halloween, but partially to get ready for the second one. So I will say this. People love Beetlejuice. It's not my favorite. It's okay, you know. And I like Tim Burton, you know, and obviously like Michael Keaton, Gina Davis, and, you know, I mean, but just, I don't know, for whatever reason, that one, and it's okay. It's okay.
Well,
it's,
when it came out, I was younger.
Yeah.
And I was afraid of it.
No. So, yeah, there's some pretty wild parts in that movie. That's for
sure.
This
is freaky. Now watch it now. I'm like, this is cheesy. What was I afraid of?
Of course, I have that reaction to like Nightmare on Elm Street too. I'm like, I was so scary when I was a kid. Now it's like, that's so dumb. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
North Korea says this morning's launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile was intended as a message to its rivals. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the ICBM was fired from Pyongyang around 7 a.m. local time Thursday morning, landed in the Sea of Japan, And they say they were maintaining a full readiness posture while coordinating with their allies. This ICBM apparently recorded a flight time of about 86 minutes. It set a new record for a North Korean missile launch. And in theory, they say it could have made it as far as Anchorage, Alaska.
Well, there's nothing horrifying about that at all. Not in every single way.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Well, it's Halloween, and we've got some Halloween safety tips from our local sheriff right after Fox News, local news at 6:05.